Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another one. Play fake to Saquon. Eli wants to throw and he'll be sacked. Jack Crawford. Ryan, another play fake. Matt going to gun it deep. Marvin Hall running a blur. Caught it. Touchdown, Atlanta. Janoris Jenkins couldn't get his RPMs up enough to catch Marvin Hall. This is 31 on the near hash. Snap spot. Try is away, and it is good. Manning goes to the gun. Atlanta trying to get there. Pressure coming. Sacked. Tack McKinley. Snap from Harris, spot from Bosher. Tavecchio's kick is away, and it is good. 36-yard try for Rosas. Snap spot, try is away, and it is good. Barkley the lone running back. Manning going to hand him the football, and Barkley shoves it into the end zone, I believe. Yes, they're going to award him the touchdown before he got turned back. Manning in the gun. Drops back, looks, throws, and it's dropped by Beckham. Alford reached in and somehow scraped it out of there. Manning going to throw, and it is going to be. Is that caught? It is by Beckham against Alford. Snap, spot, kick away. And Tavecchio is perfecto. Bosher will hold. Harris will snap 56 yards. On the far hash, snap spot, try is away, and it is going to be good. Paulson, the tight end to the right, Jones, the receiver to the left. Boy, New York's all around the ball. They're going to toss it to Coleman. Tevin cuts back, 20, 15, Coleman, 10, 5, touchdown, Atlanta.
That's us at our best. You've heard us use the term pass the time, from special teams to defense to offense, and those are the moments that we're really trying to lean on to make sure for us to be at our best. All three phases have to nail it.
Falcons take out the New York Giants 23-20. They hit their bye with back-to-back wins, and we're asking you that question. Welcome back to a Falcons Tuesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. On our social media, on our Facebook and our Twitter right now, the question of the day: taking a winning streak into the bye week after back-to-back wins, are the Falcons back in the playoff hunt? And you could say, hell yeah, rise up. Maybe, but still a little bit worried, or no, not even 500. And by the way, you should know that I voted for hell yeah, rise up.
Of
because
course,
that's
you
me.
Did, John Freaking.
But
of course,
but Dave Archer voted for no, not even 500.
No, he did.
Well, yeah, all right. So in a kind of way, he did, because I asked him about the question, and he said, "Yeah, we're still, you know, one game at
a
time."
Well, he's being realistic. He's being objective.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you would think between the two of y'all that you would probably be the more objective one. But, you know, hey, that's just my personal opinion about the situation, not right. Trying to call you out anything.
Man, I drink Kool-Aid all day long. You know that. Come on now.
But, no, I mean, you look at it, John, and it's trending upward. You know, there's still a lot of football left to be played. Mm-hmm. And I think that as far as running backs are concerned, I was a little concerned about Saquon Barkley. I'm not going to lie. I thought that he was in – when you look at the total package – not taking anything away from Alvin Kamara, because I know somebody's going to tweet me and say something about that. Well, Alvin Kamara's a good back.
That's just a swabber. Don't worry about him.
No, but just his size and his ability is what made me think that there might have been a little bit of an issue there. But they did a great job against Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley.
Right.
And that was huge for them. And I think that right there is a momentum builder to look at how they came in with the return of Jack Crawford and Grady Jarrett and had three sacks between the two of them, and stopped a premier running back. Stopped one of the running backs that was the bright spot for the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the Falcons defensive line, certainly one of the bright spots of a 23-20 victory. All right, a lot of ways for you to get involved in this hour. We're going to open up the phone lines at 404-741-0929. You can join us on our Facebook discussion that we're having at our Facebook page, 929 The Game, or on Twitter at 929 The Game, and go vote in the poll. And as you vote in the poll, go ahead and jump into the conversation as well. You can just comment on the poll, and we kind of use that as we, you know, kind of the place to go talk during Twitter here. And the question to you, if you want to jump into the program, is about, you know, whether or not you think the Falcons are back in the playoff hunt after back-to-back wins, and you could also weigh in on the team. So some of the guys last night that you saw that stepped up. I'll just mention some names, and Hugh, you can pick any of them you want, right? Giorgio Tavecchio stepping in for Matt Bryant and doing what he did.
Doing a good job.
Three for three, 40-yarder, 50-yarder, 56-yarder, and then perfect on extra points. Matt Ryan, another perfect night. Last five games, 13 touchdowns, no interceptions, 18 completions in a row, 14 of 15 on play action, everything, man. And a 55-yard launch bullet strike from the 45 to the goal line in stride to Marvin Hall that you couldn't have thrown any better if you had thrown it 1,000 times.
Not bad for a cat with a noodle arm. He'd be all right.
He'd be all right.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Grady Jarrett gets back, has two sacks. Tack has a sack. We got Big Sack Jack. We had four sacks on the
big
night.
Big Sack Jack. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Tom Freaky.
You know what I'm saying?
See, listen, hold up. Every time I say something, it doesn't mean that my mind, I have a potty mind. It don't mean it. I'm just saying.
Hugh, it might not sound like you do, but your body language, I wish there was a camera sometimes that it was just like zoomed in.
That's why they don't air the show.
Why do Soprano as Daryl would
that,
say?
That's why they don't air the show. I'm working on it. I'm trying to grow up. I'm trying.
Hey, I just tried to help out Mr. Crawford here. You know, I give him a nickname he may not want. Somebody in the locker room walk up to him, Big Sack Jack. Okay, we got you.
Hey, that, you know, you know what? That's what John Freaky calls me.
Oh my god! The way he was like,
that's what my man John Freaky calls
very caveman like. Locker room next week, John. I expect a conversation.
No, don't do that.
I'm not going to do that.
You're going to make the conversation uncomfortable.
Start the interview.
I see Brooks Reed walking by. Just give him a little nudge. Hey, yeah,
what's
how
up,
you
dog?
Doing there?
What up, dog?
Big Sack Jack.
But I tell you what, man. I look at Tack McKinley, and if I'm Vic Beasley, I feel some kind of way. And I'm going to tell you why, John Freaky, because we were just looking at the stats. Tack got 5.5 sacks on the season.
Correct.
This is his second season in the NFL, correct? He is the most, he is the most consistent pass rusher that you have on the team.
Yeah.
What was he picked at? He was like picked at 16th, something like that. What was
somewhere
his,
in there. Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Vic Beasley was picked at in the top 10.
Eight.
Yeah. Dude, pride. Pride can be one of those things that it could break you down or it could build you up. And in this situation, I would be upset. That would light a fire to me like no other. I remember when we drafted the Philadelphia Eagles, drafted Corey Simon. And at that point, I was the man, but I know why they brought Corey in, because they wanted some pass rush in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They felt that we needed some pass rush in the middle. And Corey wore 53 when he was at Florida State. And I never forget, John, the first practice we were in, Corey Simon rolled up on me, didn't know me, and was like, yo, bruh, let me get that 53 and take it to the Pro Bowl because you ain't about to do it.
What?
And I looked at him, right, and I was like, no, don't you worry about that player. I got this. Went out and had me a 15-sack season. But I'm telling you, John, as a player, when he did that, that lit a fire under me that burned the whole season. The whole season. That was when I made my first Pro Bowl. And he'll tell you the same story. But when he said that to me, boy, I got hot. And if I'm Vic Beasley, to have a 15-sack season under my belt and to be the sack king and going to Von Miller's sack school and all this other good stuff, to have some young rookie, some young whippersnapper come in and basically become the man, like Heat right now, tax the man. Like if I'm Coach Quinn, even though Vic Beasley is my first round draft pick, if I'm Coach Quinn, I'm looking at, if I need somebody to get to the quarterback, I'm going to Grady or Tack. Say, hey man, I need one of y'all guys to get to the quarterback. Hey Vic, you do the best you can, bro. That's how I would look at that. As a guy who has the body of a Greek god and who has had a 15 sack season, I would feel some kind of way about that. That I only have one sack recorded on the season
and seven tackles. Seven.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? The reason why I feel like that, because I came in here earlier in the week and I was saying, well, I don't think he's under that same kind of pressure. But then when I started to think about it a little bit more, and then you start looking at the dynamics of it, and on top of that, you look at the game that Grady Jarrett had last night coming back off an injury. I mean, as a guy who's been on the field the most this season, the most, because Tack missed the game, if I'm not mistaken. Tack missed the game. Yep. Grady missed the game. You've been the most consistent D lineman on the field that's an every down player, and you have the least amount of production. I would feel some kind of way about that.
I just want to call your name a few times. But, you know, this is what Vic does. I mean, he disappeared during his rookie year, and we all kind of went, what in the world? And then he got, you know, it was toward the end of his rookie year, the light kind of went off a little bit, and he got a couple of plays, and he got a little momentum. And then in year two, he had the 15.5 sack year, including some of those big strip sacks and everything else. And then he kind of disappeared, and he came back a little bit last year. But he's got to get, you know, we got to get more production out of that spot here if we're going to make something here. And that's the question is, as you go into your bye week, and a lot of ways for you to get involved on this
gotta do some soul searching,
Falcons
man.
Tuesday is to, you know, take this 2-game win streak, get rested, get healthy, and start to think about what's ahead here, because we're asking you in a lot of ways at 929 The Game on our Facebook, or if you want to jump in on the phone, 404-741-0929, about are you back in the playoff hunt? You've got Washington coming up in week 8, and week 9, game 8. Because we have the bye week. Then you have Cleveland before you get to face Amari Cooper and the Dallas Cowboys in your 10th game of the year back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So a couple of road games coming up. And Dave Archer did point out to you that you're 3-4. You're a game and a half behind the Green Bay Packers. It's a logjam. You have Green Bay, and then right behind Green Bay, you have 7 other teams that have 3 wins. You have 7 teams with 3 wins chasing Green Bay. I mean, this is why it's so important what the Falcons have done in terms of winning conference games, and that's why the game against the Redskins is so important, because tiebreakers could come into all of this, you know, when you get down to the end of the year. But this team now can start to get healthy. Now, we don't know about Brandon Fusco or anybody else in terms of injuries coming off of last night. We're going to certainly monitor that. But you could have Deion Jones, who looks like he could possibly be back after the Cleveland game, and we could have 45 running out there during the Cowboys game. We could see the return of Deion Jones.
Boy, do you know how excited I think that the fan base would be to have Deion Jones, your true middle linebacker, back? And I'm not saying that Duke Riley has done a horrible job. He's had on-the-job training. He stepped up pretty big. But to have Deion back, man, I think that fans would be definitely excited about that. And Duke could slide out to his natural position, outside linebacker.
All right, we're talking about the Falcons and the New York Giants. The Falcons now at 3-4 on the season with back-to-back wins and heading into their bye week ahead of a trip to D.C. on Sunday, November the 4th. All right, now you might know that tonight there's going to be a drawing for a little bit of a lottery, Mega Millions. I think there's a couple of dollars in the pot or something like that. We can give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. Wave, W-A-V-E, like cool, bro. Are you going to catch a wave? A little tasty wave. All right, so Wave, W-A-V-E. There got to be a radio station out there that's W-A-V-E, isn't there? W-A-V-E.
Probably.
Wave Radio, cool, bro. W-A-V-E to 72881. Wave to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Do not text and drive. Yada, yada, yada. Full rules at 929thegame.com/rules. But if you're going to 929thegame.com, forget the rules. Just go there and read and check in all the great stuff that we posted up on our website. Because if you haven't been to our website pretty cool. I ain't going to lie. You know, it's pretty cool. Got a lot of great stuff on it. A lot of podcasts, a lot of show stuff, a lot of articles that we write that's exclusive to our website. If you're a Falcons fan or a United fan, a Braves fan, a Hawks fan, a lot of great stuff on 929thegame.com. You should bookmark it, actually, and make it a daily thing, because it's a great site to go to. Knox Bardeen and Wendy and all these people do a great job. And Wendy does a lot of work on our website. I mean, a lot of work on a website. So every day. And we are proud of her. What, Bo? You were going to jump in here? Bo Johnson? No?
Hey, Bo. When you said Bo that just made me think back.
Well, I got to ask you. You know, you
take that opportunity though to point you to our website, and you can go find the soon to be renamed again Fantasy Football Podcast and super producer Brian Gebhardt co-host with.
That's there what I wanted to promote it. Yeah,
shameless plug.
Man,
shameless
see, and I did a favor for. I mean, we get rid of Arthur for a couple of days, so I don't have a swamper.
For a couple of days.
Well, but just for
John, the way that you said that just sounds so bad.
No, I'm just saying I don't have to deal with a swamper for a couple of days, and they put Bo in here. And I get stuck with another swamper.
Well, that's why I'm here, is to bring balance back to the show.
Balance.
Somebody's got to represent the boot.
Come on, stop. You know, I mean, Jiminy Christmas. I mean,
Boy, I tell you, we had to work on your delivery a little bit there, partner. You just got to
delivery.
On that.
Really, Hugh?
We got to work on that delivery a little bit. Delivery. What?
Hugh.
I have inside jokes that I keep to myself. Y'all just look at me and feel like I'm just being childish in certain situations.
Yes.
That's not the case all the time. Okay, most like, of the time.
and then the truth comes
okay,
out.
Okay, most of the time. But not all the time.
Not all the time.
Kind of.
Not all the time. The Falcons at 3-4. So now last place in the division, the because of the fact that Justin Tucker can't make an extra point, our Bo's holding up his hands, Bo Johnson, 1-5.
What?
Is that what? 1-5? Oh, they're 5-1? Oh, get up. Carolina at 4-2, you know, benefactors of the fact that the Philadelphia Eagles choke away a lead and then botch the end of the game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-3, benefactors of the fact that the Cleveland Browns fumble away the football there at midfield. The entire NFC South won this week. The entire division won. So you didn't make up any ground this week on the NFC South. Ha-ha! But you did make up ground on the NFC wild card. So there was you know, positive to come out of this victory. Not the fact of which, you got a win streak right now. You got a win streak.
Yeah, it feels good, man. It feels real good. Real, real good.
Hey, if you're an Atlanta United fan, you can join the party this Sunday, 4 p.m., Hoyle's Kitchen and Bar off Roswell and Marietta. It's United and Toronto, and you know everything that's on the line for the Five Stripes in this final regular season game of the year. The official watch party, if you're looking for it, will be at Hoyle's Kitchen on Roswell Road in Marietta. I know where that is. I know exactly where that is. Hoyle's Kitchen and Bar, Roswell Road in Marietta, Sunday, 4 p.m., Atlanta and Toronto for the watch party for the Five Stripes and Toronto FC. All right. When we get back, Matt Ryan went 1st and 10 after the game. What Dave Archer talked to Matt Ryan. We have that interview, and we're going to play it for you next. What the quarterback said coming off the field after beating the Giants on a Falcons Tuesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons Tuesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. As we look back on last night's 23-20 Monday Night Football win over the Big Blue in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Falcons getting to 3-4 on the season and heading into their bye week on this first win streak of the year. Back-to-back victories over Tampa and New York. And Hugh, we talk about those. We'll have Dave Archer and Matt Ryan in just a moment. Those wins here, and when you start to talk about the playoff picture a little bit, and the losses to you know, like Cincinnati and Pittsburgh don't hurt as much as the wins over like Tampa and New York help you, because you talk about conference and division, and especially conference play at this point for the Falcons, what it means to have conference victories.
Yeah, it's a huge deal, John. There's no question about that. And this victory last night that you got against the New York Giants, that bodes well for you in the conference. Mm-hmm. Needed that conference win. And you got some games coming up. You got the Redskins coming up after the bye that you're going to need that game. You know, you got the Cleveland Browns, you're going to need that game, but not as much as you're going to need that game against the Cowboys and the Saints.
And the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was going to get to that. But, you know, down that last stretch of the season, man, you got four NFC games. NFC games down that last stretch of the season. So you're going to have to get these games to help stay pace with whatever everybody else is doing, because you know that there's going to be an opportunity. There's going to be a chance that, you know, the Saints are going to fall. As a matter of fact, you could probably have a hand in having the Saints fall in the game that they have coming up. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, they're going to have a little bit of a different look about them.
Yep.
But right now, the good thing about it is it looks like your team is getting healthy. It looks like your team is getting on the same page. And that's all you can hope for. You know, your dream is still alive in this situation.
Yeah, cross your fingers about Brandon Fusco. You know, see what the Falcons can do. All right, so a lot to get into, but let's kind of look back a little bit last night. Dave Archer caught up with Matt Ryan in the locker room as soon as the game was over and went 1st and 10.
It's about our brotherhood, man, how tight we can get.
This is the 1st and 10 with Dave Archer and Matt Ryan on the home for our Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Matt, good win. Anytime you get a win, you guys really had to carve this one out, though. Tough sledding.
Yeah, absolutely. Offensively, it wasn't a rhythm night. It was just kind of a grind. But I'm proud of the way the guys competed, for sure. I thought our defense played really well tonight. Did a great job, kept us in it, you know, and I'm proud of that. So a good team win. Now time for some rest, which we need.
Yeah, well earned. Run game was tough to get going. You finally, I guess it was kind of one of those, the old Novocaine finally took effect, and you got Tevin Coleman free for the touchdown. Why was it so tough running the football?
they're pretty good up front. Their front seven's, you know, stout. And they had a good game plan for us. It was tough sledding for sure. But that's the thing with the run game. You got to stick with it for those chances that you get the gash. And that was key. Third and one for us to kind of hit that. They sold out, blitzed. Had two over the top, Julio, no one left on the backside. It was awesome.
Well, and I've mentioned that the play action game is a reason because of that. And I think you were 14 of 15 throwing the ball in play action. That's a benefactor as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when they're committing so many guys to stop the run, the play pass, the play action pass for us is huge. I thought Sark did a great job of dialing that up all night, and I thought our offensive line did a nice job.
Okay, what's next? You mentioned rest. So what does that entail for you and the team?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll get in there tomorrow, kind of watch this film and then see what Dan has planned for the week. But, you know, we've had some injuries and those kind of things. And even the guys who have been playing, you know, whenever you can get some rest through this grinder of a season, you need to take advantage of it. So I'm looking forward to it, and I know the rest of our guys are as well.
Well, you've been brilliant for a whole season. Another 31 completions tonight, almost 400 yards and another touchdown. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
That was Matt Ryan with Dave Archer right after the game. We mentioned this five-game streak that Ryan's on here. Hasn't thrown an interception in over 200 passes. It's a new team record. 18 straight completions last night. Yada, yada, yada. It is a Falcons Tuesday brought to you by Xfinity. Xfinity X1 could change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. Matt Ryan, Hugh, leads the NFL, leads the entire league in passing yards, 2,335. As a matter of fact, would it shock you if I told you that Matt Ryan, through seven games, has thrown for more yards, a higher percentage, and has a higher quarterback rating than Pat Mahomes?
No, that wouldn't surprise me, John, especially in this era of the NFL. No, not at all.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody loving on Pat Mahomes as the runaway MVP. Well, look at Matt Ryan having a better year than Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes has a better record.
Yeah, well, and, you know, and again, that's just, you know.
I mean, no, I know you love it on your quarterback, and I'm not trying to take your joy. That's not what I'm doing. But that's the reality of it, John, because, talking to Dave and the other night, yesterday, and he was saying, man, if the Falcons were not in this position of, you know, the injuries and everything like that, Matt Ryan probably would be in the MVP conversation right now, but he's not because sees that.
Right.
I mean, because that's not the storyline right now. The hottest quarterback right now in the NFL is Pat Mahomes. There's no question about that. Tom Brady's Tom Brady. Even though Drew Brees has done what he's done, John, the story in the NFL is Pat Mahomes. If you go out on the street right now,
right,
and you just ask the regular fan, hey, who's the hottest quarterback in the NFL right now? Most people would probably say Pat Mahomes. The ones that watch the NFL, that's what they would say because that's the one that we see the most and we hear the most about.
Right, because he has had a tremendous start.
I'm not taking
anything away from Pat Mahomes, and I'm not arguing that he shouldn't be the MVP at this point. I mean, Drew Brees has had a great start. Drew Brees has not thrown an interception this year. Not one. And, you know, he's had a great start for a great team. I mean, Drew Brees is in that conversation. Todd Gurley's in that conversation.
Agreed.
You know, I mean, Saquon Barkley, and I'll give you an example, and then you say the same thing about Saquon Barkley had a rookie of the year start, obviously, for the New York Giants and was, you know, right there with Todd Gurley as the most feared running back in the NFL and the Falcons. That, you know, of everything that happened last night, Grady getting two sacks. Marvin Hall. Hey, Marvin Hall. How about Marvin Hall coming through with another big play?
I love when Wes said he didn't have enough RPMs to catch it. That was funny. He got enough revolutions per minute. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, but everybody worries about, you know, Julio and Mohamed Sanu and Calvin Ridley, and 017 will sneak in there and he'll bite you.
And that's basically what this offense was the year that they went to the Super Bowl. It was every week that there was a different person that stepped up and make some things happen. And it's starting to look like that's going to be the case. But it's all predicated right now on what that defense looks like and what it's going to do.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And that's why they got to get healthy and maybe get Debo back. But just credit where it's due. I mean, yesterday or right before the Marvin Hall, and everybody's focusing on that 55-yard dime that Matt Ryan dropped into Marvin Hall for 6 points. The play before, let's not forget, Hugh, the play before, that catch by Austin Hooper, where he went over the defender and snatched it out of the air.
Becoming a real clutch player for Matt Ryan. There's no question about that. Becoming a real, real clutch player.
And then, of course, Giorgio Tavecchio, again, 3 for 3, 40, 50, 56, and two extra points. I don't know how you felt, but I mean.
Look at you gushing over the kicker like
well,
that.
Well, because when you lose a Matt Bryan, and the guy is such money. He made a 57-yarder to seal the Tampa win.
He did well, John. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but, you know, like. He did a good job. He did. I'm gonna leave it just like that. He did a good job.
Well, but put it this way, like Justin Tucker might be. There are people who will tell you that Justin Tucker is right there with the greatest kickers in the history of the NFL. He's that good, okay?
You know what? The last time I thought about Justin Tucker?
When he missed an extra point?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the point, John. Nobody thinks about a kicker till you need one. And this is not me dissing Matt Bryant and what he brings to the table, because I think he's a phenomenal kicker. But Matt Bryant does what we expect him to do, and he does a great job of it. And that's not me belittling his contribution. That's not what I'm doing. But it's one of those things where that's what you do. So do your job. You know, I mean, when it comes out of my mouth, I know it sounds cruel, but DeVecchio, that's what you do. That's your job. Your job is to get us to Matt Bryant, because let's be realistic. As great a job as you've done.
Yeah, your job is to get us to a healthy Matt Bryant.
Yeah, and then when we do.
Yep, goodbye.
Yeah, so enjoy the time that you are spending in the NFL. And that's a cruel way to say it and to put it, but. It is what it is. Maybe you'll get a chance to catch up with somebody else, but you are here to get us back to Matt Bryant, and that's it.
Yep. So enjoy it. But he understands that, too.
Yeah.
This hour of the program brought to you by Renner's Warehouse. We're talking about the Falcons and the New York Giants. To your point, Hugh, one of the things I think that is really encouraging, you know, the great defensive stand, the New York Giants did horrible clock management yesterday, and then the two plays by Eli Manning that essentially, even though they scored on the touchdown pass to Odell, essentially ended the game by their inability to push the ball into the end zone with no timeouts. The interior of that defensive line, Deidre Sinnott, Grady Jarrett, you know, everybody that was in on those two plays back-to-back to stone Eli from the one-yard line twice and let that clock run to the point where New York had nothing left. They had no options anymore. I was a little surprised by that pooch kickoff. I thought that was odd.
But no time.
Yeah.
I guess they thought that they could get it.
You know?
I don't know. I've never been the one, Johnny, you know me, that really looked at the clock management as a deciding factor in winning a football game. But yesterday, you got to kind of question. I mean, you got to look at that situation and wonder, what were you doing and – what do you think you were going to do if you got the pooch kick?
Right. What were you going to do? Right, yeah, exactly.
Well, okay, if you got it, then what? You know, that was one of those things. It was really weird.
When we get back on this very busy Falcons Tuesday, we'll venture into some of the areas known as the Wendy Zone. Hey, a reminder, $50 off Kaufman Tire today. Any Kaufman Tire store, kaufmantire.com for the nearest retailer. Kaufman Tire, the official tire retailer of the Atlanta Falcons. Wendy's next with John and Hugh.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, I know you guys are going to miss me because this is my last day with you guys this week, and then I'm, you know, kind of taking a little R&R, a little vacation.
Going down to Jacksonville?
I wish. Well, because the big Florida-Georgia game is this Saturday, and just looking at tickets on StubHub, they're going for the cheapest one is about $120. And that's for...
But you don't really have to go to the game, though. You can just go down there and just drink.
No, I would want to go to the game. I would want to go to the game.
You could bat your eyes and get a ticket. I'm sorry, you could bat your eyes and get a ticket, Winnie. I'm just saying.
It's not even that. I would need somewhere to stay. Am I going to stay in my car? I would need a place to stay.
You can do all that when you get there.
Stay in your car?
No, but where am I going to stay when you get there? It's expensive.
I'm pretty sure you got folks that you know that are going down there.
I
listen, this is what I call living by the seat of my pants. I go.
I jump out
and
of
I will
RV
find a place to stay.
And a caravan.
I came back in the day when they had the Freaknik. I came down here. It didn't have a place to stay. I stayed up the whole time I was here and didn't take a shower. But, hey, that's
okay,
just me.
Well, that's
interesting. You know,
well, so the reason I'm bringing up this game is because I am obviously a Florida fan. And there's a UGA fan that works after me. And we decided, you know, to do a little bet. I came in on Monday morning and I was like, hey, Mark Owens, who works with Rick and John on the show that is right after hours. And I was let's make a bet because no one expected the Gators to be where they're at. I didn't expect the Gators to be where they're at. And Georgia's where they're at with a loss to the LSU team that Florida beat. So we're kind of making a fun bet on the game on Saturday. So, Mark Owens, would you like to tell everybody what you came up with? Because this was essentially your idea.
So with the Georgia-Florida, and by the way, I'm going. I'll be down there.
See?
Do you have a place to stay?
He batted
his
eyes.
To stay.
He batted his eyes. He got tickets and a place to stay.
However, I'm not actually going into the game.
You're just going to hang out.
We're going to hang out and going to tailgate. And then we're going to walk around because I got my 5-year-old. I got Caroline with me. And I'm not going to pay 120.
Yeah, 120.
I'm not going to pay
120
bucks for a ticket for her to sit down for 3 minutes. I got to watch a game. I got to enjoy. So we drive down to Everbank. We'll park. We'll walk around. We'll tailgate a little bit. We'll get the scene. I have a bad case of FOMO, fear of missing out. So I've got to be there for a minute. Uh-huh. And then we'll jump in the car and head back before it gets too out of control so I can sit and watch and pace and digest the game. So, gentlemen, here's the bet that we came up with. Yeah. It's not a singing bet. It's not a wear the other team's opposing jersey and change your profile picture on your Twitter. That. Wendy, I don't know if you knew this or not. Wendy likes to take selfies.
No.
I don't know if you follow really? Her across any social media platform.
I haven't seen that before 1,000 times.
Every now and then, she'll hit the flip around.
Oh, wow. Everyone's got jokes today. This is fun. I'm going to miss you guys, too.
I ain't saying nothing. I ain't open my mouth.
Here's
you,
the bet.
You don't have to go.
When Georgia beats Florida.
When Georgia beats Florida.
When Georgia beats Florida.
Okay.
Wendy must go the entire week, and I'm only giving her the weekdays, Monday to Friday, without posting one selfie.
What? Snapchat?
Not Snapchat.
Not Twitter.
Not Twitter.
Not Insta.
Instagram. Not Facebook. Not MySpace. Not Friendster. Not LinkedIn. Whatever platform you still use. No TweetDeck. No Angel Fire GeoCities website.
No, so zero no Match. Social com. Media.
No social media. Now, she can still be very active on social media, but not one dancing picture in the elevator, not one dancing video walking around the studio, not walking in, shoving the phone in Bo's face saying, "Happy Tuesday, let's get the show started." Nothing. No selfies.
That sounds great.
And we did the math, Wendy.
Okay.
And what did we come up with on average across all social media platforms?
Well, this includes like selfie videos
selfie
and all
videos,
of that kind of stuff.
Selfie so pictures.
On average, there's about 7.
A day.
A day.
7 a day across all of Wendy's. Now, people
and,
love that.
And with the photos sprinkled
we love
in
Wendy.
That's posted.
We love seeing what you're up to throughout the day.
Correct. And
7 times a day.
And Mark Owens hates it so much that when
because
Florida,
I see you every day. I don't need to know that you're in the elevator. I'll be in that same elevator in a couple of hours. I don't need to see you dancing in the bullpen because I'm going to see it live in a couple of hours.
You get the luxury of being around me all the time, and a lot of people don't get that luxury that you get every single day, and you should use hashtag blessed every time you see one of my videos.
Oh, hashtag so, blessed. No. Right, so, now the, hashtag wait a second. Now, I got to ask the other side of this bet, okay. which won't happen because Florida will lose, but nonetheless.
Here's the flip
right,
side
Nebraska.
Of that.
Hey, we won last week.
I know. You finally get one. You're all cocky.
The planets align. If dogs and cats get along, if Democrats and Republicans can agree on anything, if in some weird parallel universe, Florida comes in and beats Georgia. Next week, Monday to Friday, I am now required to post at least 7 selfies a day.
Oh, my God.
Like videos. Like videos of himself
like in the way in
oh,
Wendy
yes.
fashion.
The only thing I will not do are the filters. I'm not going to put cat ears or anything, but I'll do this, and I am a grown,
no, man,
I'm a grown A-man.
No.
Cat ears, man. That ramps it up. See, because like if you don't
you
do the cat ears,
the filters,
that means you ain't confident about Georgia
stuff.
Winning.
All right, you know what? That's a great
do
point.
Do the cat ears, then.
See, I'm not even, I didn't even add that to the bet. I said
I
just a selfie. I just said selfie.
Double down. Double down.
So if that's the case, then I will be. And I am a grown man that I do not do selfies. I think I've done maybe 2 selfies over the past 5 years.
I hate those filters, by the way. But it would be cute to see you in them.
It's adorable on Wendy.
You just said you'd be cute.
40-year-old Mark Owens with a bald spot and a gray beard. There ain't nothing pretty about those cat ears.
That's what makes it awesome. Go ahead and do it, man. Double down.
Yeah, make
double
sure you
down.
Do one in the elevator when you go on a walk.
The hard part is going to be if this happens come Wednesday and it's about 4:00.
You're
going to
be over.
I'm like, oh, God, I've only posted 2 stupid selfies. Hey, look, here's my front yard. Here's me. Are you happy, Wendy?
No.
You
got
to
do it with
your dogs.
Yeah, you're going to have to be creative.
Freaking Florida.
I think they're going to win, though. So I'm with you, man. Do it with the cat ears. Go and put the cat
ears
on it.
That's a good point. I will do one. There is one thing that Wendy was questioning.
What's that?
Selfies means nothing. She cannot take a picture of her feet and say, I'm walking at the park. I'm walking through the park. Nothing. No picture of yourself. And because I know Wendy is tricky, we've known each other a long time, she will find some loophole in all of this. She cannot double up on selfies this week to post them next week. Say, no. I took them last week. They're not fresh. They're a week
wait,
old.
No.
Nope.
Wait,
no selfies
okay,
whatsoever
no.
next
no,
week.
No, but it's Halloween.
No.
Oh,
that's
true. Oh, no. But it's Halloween.
It's
Halloween. It's
so
Halloween next week.
You don't
week.
Have faith in your Gators? You want to back out of this bet?
I'm not backing out of a
there
bet.
It is. There it is. Sorry.
And me and Bo have a bet, too. We just go out drinking. The other one pays. Everybody wins.
Ooh, and somebody just tweeted in. They want you to do the one with the dog tongue sticking out, too.
Yes. Oh, I love this. Yes. Please submit all your ideas of filters
somebody
that
say with the dog
Mark is going
out.
To use. So when Florida.
No, but he didn't agree to it yet. You go do the.
I'm confident in my dogs.
All right, then. Well, there it
I'm
is.
I'm confident
then.
In my Bulldogs that there we got
is.
This
we're
game.
Gonna do the bunny ears and all the other stuff. The dog
down in
wagging
Jacksonville.
Tongue.
You find me on Twitter. I'm not looking forward to it, but I got confident in my dogs. So there you go.
You can give out your Twitter if you want because this is great. I mean, at Wendy Radio and
at Marko6262, MARKO6262. So I'm looking forward to it, but I'm confident in my dogs. This ain't going to happen anyway.
I appreciate that, Mark. Hey, we have some breaking news. Mike Connie has just alerted me that we have breaking news for Atlanta United that Tata Martino is out as the head coach of Atlanta United. So we are just getting some breaking news from Mike Connie. We're going to have to follow
into the
this.
Playoffs?
Yeah, right, exactly. This is going to be really a big piece of breaking news from Mike Connie, direct to us here. So let's see what we got going on. Breaking news again from Mike Connie. We just got the text. We're going to follow on this, check more in the break, and see what we've got. That we have breaking news this morning that Tata Martino out as the head coach of Atlanta United. Whether that means he'll coach against Toronto or whatnot, we'll find out. All right. It is a Falcons Tuesday. On this Falcons Tuesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.